ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायस्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवतीत्वमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। This morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, Text 3 and 4. So this is in prose form. So we just go through the word for words together. Maybe before I can read the text 1 and 2 translation. Text 1 translation. The great sage Shukadeva Goswami said, "Hereafter, I shall describe the dimensions, characteristics and forms of the six islands, beginning with the island of Plaksha." Text 2. Translation. As Sumeru mountain is surrounded by Jambudipa, Jambudip also surrounded by an ocean of salt water. The breadth of Jambudip is 100,000 yojanas, that is 800,000 miles. And the breadth of the salt water ocean is the same. As a moth around a fort is sometimes surrounded by a garden-like forest, the saltwater ocean surrounding Jambudipa is itself surrounded by Plakshadipa. The breadth of Plakshadipa is twice that of the saltwater ocean. In other words, 200,000 yojanas, that is 1,600,000 miles. On Plakshadipa there is a tree shining like gold and as tall as the Jambu tree on Jambudip. At its root is a fire with seven flames. It is because this tree is a Plaksha tree that the island is called Plakshadip. Plakshadip was governed by Idma Jiva, one of the sons of Maharaj Priyabrata. He endowed the seven islands with the names of his seven sons, divided the islands among the sons, and then retired from active life to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Now we read the word for words together for 3 and 4 texts. Shivam, Shiva. Javasam, Javasa. Subhadram, Subhadra. Santam, Shanta. Kshemam, Kshema. Amritam, Amrita. Abhayam, Abhaya. Iti, Das. Barshani, the tracts of land according to the names of the seven sons. Teshu, in them. Girayah, mountains. Nadyacha, the rivers. Sapta, seven. Eva, indeed. Abhigyataha, unknown. Monikutaha, मोनिकुट ब्रजकुट सॉरी वज्रकुट वज्रकुट इंद्रसेन इंद्रसेन ज्योतिष्मान ज्योतिष्मान सुपर्ण सुपर्ण हिरण्यष्टिव हिरण्यष्टिव मेघमाल मेघमाल इति दस सेतुशैलः द रेंजेस ऑफ माउंटेन्स मार्किंग द बॉर्डर्स ऑफ द वर्षेस अरुणा अरुणा निम्ना निम्ना अंगिरसी अंगिरसी सावित्री सावित्री सुप्तभाता सुप्तभाता रितंभरा रितंभरा सत्यंभरा सत्यंभरा इति दास महानद्यः वेरी लार्ज रिवर्स या सम ऑफ विच जल उपस्पर्शन सिंपली बाय टचिंग द वाटर विधुत वास्ट ऑफ रजोत्तमस हुज मोड्स ऑफ पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस हंस हंस पतंग पतंग ऊर्ध्वायन ऊर्ध्वायन सत्यांग सत्यांग संज्ञा नेम्ड चत्वार फोर वर्णः कास्ट्स और डिविजन्स ऑफ मेन सहस्र आयुषः लिविंग फॉर 1000 इयर्स विबुध उपमा सिमिलर टू द डेमिगॉड्स संदर्शन इन हैविंग वेरी ब्यूटिफुल फॉर्म्स प्रजनन एंड इन प्रोड्यूसिंग चिल्ड्रेन स्वर्ग द्वारम द गेटवे टू द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स त्रज्या विदयः बाय परफॉर्मिंग रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनीज अकॉर्डिंग टू द वैदिक प्रिंसिपल्स भगवंतम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड त्रयीमयम एस्टैब्लिश्ड इन द वेदेज सूर्यम आत्ममम आत्मानम द सुपर सोल रिप्रेजेंटेड बाय द सन गॉड यजन्ते दे वर्शिप Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The seven islands, varshas, are named according to the names of those seven sons, Shiva, Javasa, Subhadra, Shanta, Kshema, Amrita and Abhaya. In those seven tracts of land, there are seven mountains and seven rivers. The mountains are named Monikuta, Vajrakuta, Indrasena, Jyotishman, Suparna, Hiranya, Hiranyashtiva and Meghamala. And the rivers are named Aruna, Ninimni, Angirasi, Savitri, Suptabhata, Ritumbhara and Satyambhara. One can immediately be free from material contamination by touching or bathing in those rivers. And the four castes of people who live in Plakshadip, the Hansas, Patangas, Urdhvayanas, and Satyangas purify themselves in that way. The inhabitants of Lakshadweep live for 1000 years. They are beautiful like the demigods and they also beget children like the demigods. By completely performing the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas and by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead as represented by the sun god, they attain the sun which is a heavenly planet. Purport. According to the general understanding, there are originally three deities, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. And people with a poor fund of knowledge consider Lord Vishnu no better than Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. This conclusion, however, is invalid. As stated in the Vedas, Ishta Purtam Bahudha Jayamanam Vishwam Bibharti Bhuvanasya नाभि तद एवाग्निस तद वायुस तद सूर्यस तद चंद्रमा अग्नि सर्वदैवतः. This means that the Supreme Lord who accepts and enjoys the results of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, technically called Ishtapura, Purta, who maintains the entire creation, who supplies the necessities of all living entities, Eko Bahunam Jo Vidudhati Kaman, and who is the central point of all creation, is Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu expands as the demigods known as Agni, Vayu, Surya and Chandra, who are simply parts and parcels of his body. Lord Krishna says in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 9.23, Jepi anya devata bhaktya jajante shruddhyannitaha, tepi mam eva kaunteya jajanti avidhi purvakam. Devotees who worship the demigods with firm faith worship me also, but not according to the regulative principles. In other words, if one worships the demigods but does not understand the relationship between the demigods and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his worship is irregular. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita 9.24, Aham hi sarva jagyanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha. I am the only enjoyer of ritualistic ceremonies. It may be argued that the demigods are as important as Lord Vishnu, because the names of the demigods are different names of Vishnu. This, however, is not a sound conclusion, for it is contradicted in the Vedic literatures. The Vedas declare, Chandrama manaso jata chakshuho surya ajayatah Shrotradayascha pranascha mukhad agni rajayataha narayanad brahma narayanad rudra jayate narayanad prajapatihi jayate narayanad indra jayate narayanad ashto basavo jayate jayante narayanad ekadasha rudra jayante. The demigod of the moon Chandra came from the mind of Narayana, and the sun god came from his eyes. The controlling deities of hearing and the life air came from Narayana, and the controlling deity of fire was generated from his mouth, Then Prajapati, Lord Brahma, came from Narayana, Indra came from Narayana, and the 8 Vasus and 11 expansions of Lord Shiva and the 12 Adityas also came from Narayana. In this Smriti, Vedic literature, it is also said, Brahma Sambhus Tathai Varkas Chandramascha Shatokratuhu Evam Adyas Tathai Vanne Jukta Vaishnavate Jasaha Jagat Karjya Vasanetu Biju Jante Chate Jasaha Vite jascha te sarve panchatvam upajantite. Brahma, Shambhu, Surya and Indra are all merely products of the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also true of the many other demigods whose names are not mentioned here. When the cosmic manifestation is annihilated, these different expansions of Narayana's potencies will merge into Narayana, Shri Shri Radharajviri Bhagavan Ki Jai. In other words, all these demigods will die. Their living force will be withdrawn and they will merge into Narayana. Therefore, it should be concluded that Lord Vishnu, not Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a government officer, he is sometimes accepted as the entire government, although he is actually but a departmental manager. So the demigods, having achieved power of attorney from Vishnu, act on his behalf, although they are not as powerful as he. All the demigods must work under the orders of Vishnu. Therefore it is said, Akule Ishwar Krishna Arsha Bhritta. The only master is Krishna or Lord Vishnu, and all others are his obedient servants who act exactly according to his orders. The distinction between Lord Vishnu and the demigods is also expressed in Bhagavad Gita 9.25. Janti devabruta devan, janti madhyadino opimam. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, whereas the worshippers of Lord Krishna and Lord Vishnu go to the planets of Vishnu Vaikuntha. These are the statements of the Smriti. Therefore, the idea that Lord Vishnu is on the same level as the demigods is in contradiction to the Shastras. The demigods are not supreme. The supremacy of the demigods is dependent on the mercy of Lord Narayana, Vishnu or Krishna. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mata Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Sarasata Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhavashnabhava Namanama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, henceforth, actually from the previous two chapters, the description of the all planet systems are being explained in this fifth canto. This chapter is entitled as the structure of the universe, and we find so many historical references in the throughout the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, like modern history, which actually can stress up to few thousands years. But Bhagavat Puran and other Puranas, Vedic literatures, can give you the description of the lakhs and years past. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu rather that saying, what is history? It is the same narration of the all dead people. So many dead people. Hitler, Churchill, Marx, Karl, Engels, Lenin, Napoleon, Mughals, this dynasty, that dynasty, those are all died. But this description, we are reading now, the history of the ruling the different parts of the world, different deepas, seven islands, by the sons of Maharaj Priyabrata. And this is the true history, which doesn't only give you the explanation what is what, but it says what they're doing. Even we read in the last chapters, everywhere the Supreme Personality of Godhead is being worshipped. That is the main focus, what they're doing. They're finally worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different expansions, different forms. So Prabhupada, he gave an elaborate purport here, and he's condemning the idea of comparing Vishnu with other demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Even Mayavadis, they don't accept any forms. They say Brahma is impersonal ultimately. But we cannot meditate on impersonal something, that's why you have to imagine some forms. So they imagine some forms in five different forms, like Vishnu, Brahma, Surya, Shiva, not Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Surya, Ganapati and Devi. So they understand Vishnu as impersonal. And this form of Vishnu, what we worship, is imaginary. Because Vishnu also takes the body like human beings, made by Maya. But Prabhupada says, how can Vishnu can be made of Maya and simultaneously control Maya? Because he is saying, Maya Dhakshina Prakriti, Maya Adhakshina, by my superintendence, Prakriti, the nature is working. Siyate Characharam. So Maya, if he is controlled by him, he cannot be product of Maya. So that is the Mayavadi's fault, they don't accept the Vishnu as the supreme. But Shankaracharya said, Narayana Par Abhyaktat. Narayana is the supreme of the manifested and unmanifested creation. And when they are saying that Vishnu is Maya, that Vishnu is different from original Vishnu. Because their view is to merge in Vishnu. Or everybody can become Vishnu. Their idea that if somebody takes sannyas, immediately he becomes Narayana. Danda matra dharane Narayana bhavet nara. Simply by accepting the sannyas danda, the person becomes Narayana. That's why they say, Om Namo Narayana, they address. You are Narayana, I am Narayana. And they also have the idea of Doridra Narayana. So, Prabhupada, Doridra Narayana, this is so nonsense idea. Narayana is a Lakshmipati. And millions, sata sahasra samrama sabhyamanam. Millions and millions of Lakshmis are serving with awe and reverence, and he is Doridra Narayana. Like Mahatma Gandhi made Harijans, all the Bhangis. As Hitler made all the Germans, Aryans. Those who live out of India, they are not Aryans, they are non-Aryans. Mleches and Javanas, and Hitler was saying he is Aryans. They do not know what is Aryan means. So similarly, this Mayavadi is having wrong conception of Vishnu. And also about other demigods, because they don't even accept the demigods as the real. So one Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in Vrindavan. And when he was in Akrur Ghat, so many people were talking about Krishna appeared again in Vrindavan. For continuously 3 days, there was talking going in everywhere. Talks when Krishna came again in Vrindavan, appeared. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing, why do you saw Krishna? Within Yamuna, many people saw. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. And then he asked some respected gentleman, ki, have you seen Krishna? And they say, it is all nonsense. This is not Krishna. And why they are talking about Krishna appeared in Vrindavan again, now? So he said, the people said, it is not Krishna. They are actually taking the form of fisherman as Krishna, who is actually catching fish at night, and his boat as Kaliya, and his fishing net as his tail, and the lantern was hanging there, it is like a Kaliya's money, the jewel on his hood. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya was asking again and again, Mahaprabhu, can I go to see Krishna in Kaliya, in Jamuna? He accepted as form as Kaliya Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped him. Rascal, how you can being a pandit misled by this all these nonsense people? Krishna doesn't appear in Kali Yuga. Then some other people came to see him and said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why do you see Krishna? He said, you are Krishna. You are Jangam Krishna, Jangam Narayana, moving Narayana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vishnu, Vishnu, don't say all these nonsense things. Jeev and Krishna is not same. So he was trying to, you know, refute Mayavadi conclusion that simply by taking the sannyas dress, Jiva becomes Narayana. So demigod worship is being condemned throughout the Vedic literatures. There are three sections of the Vedas and other sections also, like Shruti, Smriti, Puranas, Sanghitas. So Smriti Shastra and some Sanghita says about some demigod worships, which is called Yajna and Nitya Naimittik Karma, which is mentioned in Smriti Shastra, like Chaturmasya Vrata. If you do perfectly, you go to moon planet. If you do this puja at that time, Surya puja, you go to Surya planet. And if you do in Navaratri time, there is a gorgeous worship of Devi in many places. Whole day they chant mantras and do havan. So their goal is to achieve heavenly planets. In Padma Puran there is one shlok appears. Jastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivata Samatena Viksheta Sa Pashandi Bhavet Dhruvam. Jatu Narayana. If somebody compares Narayana with Rudra, Lord Shiva and Brahma, immediately he becomes Pashandi. Pashandi means rascal. Pashandi Bhavet Dhruvam. So Prabhupada says that these Mayavadis, their comments about Vishnu can kill the devotion of the devotees. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned, don't listen to Mayavadis. Mayavadi bhashya sunile hoy sarvanash. So they may argue these names of Vishnu, and then it's coming from demigods only. What is the worship problem with worshipping demigods? Why you only Krishna conscious people stress on Krishna worship? No, then he quotes a verse from Bhagavatam. Jatha taror mulo nishe chanena tripyanti tat skanda bhujopashakha prana paharacha jathendriyanam jatha arhanam achyutajya. There are two analogies. One is giving the water to the root of the tree, which actually supplies the necessities of living to the twigs, to the trunks, to the leaves, to the everywhere. Another analogy, giving the food to the mouth, which actually enlivens the living air. Prana paharas. Prana means life air. Upaharas means by feeding. Like Nirjala Ekadashi is coming very soon. So we are very happy to see it is very raining, you know, very good. We'll be less thirsty because no sun. But you do not know, that day maybe it is very sunny. So, ek din pani bina hum log kya halat ho jate. Prano paharacha jathindriyanam. Indriyanam, all the senses become strong simply by giving food to the mouth. Tatha, sarva, all the demigods, arhanam is being worshipped. Achyuta ijja, simply by worshipping Achyuta, the infallible one, Lord Vishnu. And in Ishopanishad, mantra, many mantras, it says in 12, those who are engaged in the worship of demigods enter into the darkest region of ignorance. It doesn't say like Bhagavad Gita, they go to demigods. It says they enter in the andham tama pravishyanti. They go into the darkest region of ignorance. And still more, they are more degraded than the demigod worshipper. So do the worships of the absolute. This is worshippers of the absolute means the impersonal aspect of the worshippers of absolute. Sambhutyam. Sambhutya means here absolute, but absolute's impersonal aspect. Then in mantra 14, again it is being clarified. Sambhutim cha vinasham cha jastad vedo bhayam saha vinashena mrityum tirtva sambhutyam amritam ashnute. It is said that you should know both. You should understand the mrityum, the mortal world. Mortal one means mortal worlds, men, people, trees, plants, animals, the planets, the atmosphere, everything. Thus understanding your all material knowledge, chemistry, physics, technology, all. This mrityum, understanding the knowledge of the mortal world. And by knowing what happens? Sambhutim cha vinasham cha jastat vedo bhayam saha vinashena mrityum tritva. By understanding the nature of the mortal world, you become surpassed, or you go out of the mrityum, this mortal world. Mrityum tirtva, surpassing. And sambhutim amritam ashnute. By understanding the real nature of Vishnu, sambhuti, the personal aspect, you become amrita, immortal. Or you attain the immortal world. In writing Prema Bhakta Chandrika, there are 155 verses, and the stanzas, the shlokas, where Narottam Das Thakur mentioned of not worshipping demigods and demigoddesses 7-8 times. One time he says, Bhagavata Shastra Marma, Navavidha Bhakti Dharma, Sadai Koriva Shushevan, Anno Devashraya Nai, Tomare Kohilo Bhai, Ei Bhakti Parama Bhajan. So what is the Parama Bhajan? Bhagavat Shastra Marma. Bhagavat Shastra Marma means the conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam scripture. What is the conclusion? So, by the mercy of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Sis Goswamis, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, we have all commentaries, and they are the Bhagavat Shastra Marma. Tikas or commentaries given by all the Goswamis, like Vaishnav Darshani, Krama Sandarbha, Sat Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami, Baladev Vidyabhushan, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Shararta Darshini Tika, Baladev's Tika. So they are the Shastra, Bhagavat Shastra Marma. Navavidha Bhakti Dharma. So Bhagavat actually propounds or expounds what? Navavidha Bhakti. Nine kind of devotional service. Sadai Koriva Shushevan. Always I will cultivate them. Very nicely. Shushevan. Anno Devashraya Nai. Not taking the shelter of other demigods and demigoddesses. Tomare Kohilo Bhai. His bhai means not he is addressing anybody, his mind. Oh my mind, I am telling you, Ei Bhakti Paramakaran. And this is the only cause of pure devotional service. Then again he says, Anno Obhilasho Chari Gyano Karma Porihori Kaya Mone Koriva Bhajan. Anno Obhilasho Chari, giving up all other obhilashes, desires. Gyano Karma Porihori, giving up the idea of karma and gyan. Kaya Mone Koriva Shivan. Kaya means body, with mind I will worship you, do your bhajan. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Shiva Na Pujibo Devi Diva. I'll do Krishna Shiva in the association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha, and Na Pujibo Devi Diva. I will not worship any demigods and demigoddesses. Here Devi means what? Devi means Parvatyadaya, Parvati and others. Annapurna, Bhimala, Kali, Kuzbi Bola, Durga. And Devata means Rudradaya. Shiva, Brahma, all this. Ei bhakti parama karan. So bhakti, it has two connotations. two designations. One is Annabhilash and another is Annamishran. Annabhilash means other desires and Annamishran means others, other mixtures. What is Annabhilash? Annabhilash means Bhogvasana and Mokshavasana. Desiring for enjoyment, material opulence, material pleasure, and Mokshavasana, desiring to be liberated from the material suffering. These two are called Annabhilash. And when sometimes we see we are doing devotional service, we are having the Bhogvasana, is called Sakam Bhakti. And that Bhakti is called Sakama. And when we are having desire for moksha and we are doing devotional service, it's called Kaivalya Kama or Moksha Kama. Annamishran, what is Annamishran, other mixtures? Karma and Gyan. Karma Mishra, Gyana Mishra. Karma means what karma? Smriti Shastrakto Karma. The Manusmritis and other different the regular duties of the household activities, varnashram, dharma. These are smriti shastrakta karma, not bhakti karma. And nitya naimittik dan vratadi. Nitya naimittik dan means every day performing some particular sacrifices, some taking some vow and giving some charity, and naimittik occasionally in some particular, like Chaturmasya, this and that, like that. And Gyan Artha, Nirvishesh Brahma Gyan, Jeev Brahma Abhed Gyan. Shuddha Bhakti is being described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami as Annabhilashita Shunyam. Gyano Karma Jnana Britam Anu Kulyano Krishnano Shilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Anu Annabhilashita Shunyam, making all other Abhilash desires zero. And this is Annabhilash, one Upadhi. Another is Jnana Karmadi Anabritam, that means another Mishran, Jnana and Karma. Anu Kulyana Krishnano Shilanam, Krishna Anu Shilanam. This Shilanam, what comes from Shil Dhatu. Shil actually is Kriyapad, means doing something. And Shil, Dhatu means doing some service. Shilanam, Anu Shilanam, Bhaktir Uttama. So, when you say Shilanam, it also has two aspects. Prabhritti Mulak Shilanam and Nibhritti Mulak Shilanam. So, Prabhritti Mulak Shilanam, Prabhritti Mulak aspect or doing something which is desirable. It is accepted. What is Prabhritti Mulak Anushilanam? The things you are doing which is congenial to bhakti. That also having three aspects. Kayik, Manasik and Vachik. Kayik means by body, offering obeisances, cleaning the temple, doing deity worship, serving prasadam. These are all book discussion, kayik. And vachik, speaking, preaching. And manasik, hearing and chanting, then doing, remembering, smaran, lila smaran. Doing something for the Lord, that's manasik. This is Prabhritti Mulak, but Nibhritti Mulak, which is actually negative, that is giving up Seva Parad and Dhamma Parad, Nama Parad, all. That also Kayak Manasik Bhatik. And Anukullena. Anukullena means Krishna Rochumana. Krishna Ruchikar. What Krishna likes. But your question may come that when Mother Yashoda, she could understand the milk was boiling on the oven in the kitchen for Krishna, was overflowing from the pan, and Krishna was sucking her breast And she dropped Krishna and immediately ran to the kitchen to save the milk for Krishna, which was overflowing. So here Krishna became so angry, he broke the whole pot of yogurt, he spoiled all the butter was kept on the pot hanging. He's angry. So he is not Rochamana, he is not pleased. Rochamana means Krishna should be pleased. And Mother Yashoda went to save the milk in the kitchen, and here he is getting angry. It's not bhakti. And where he goes to Mathura and fights with Chanur and Mushtik, they are giving him punch. It's like, you know, Bhima is giving Jarasandha. Krishna had fought with Jambavan for how many days? 21 days, 25 days, something like that. So his whole body was smashed, broken. Then Jambavan understood it is not some human being. So similarly, the Chanhun Mustik was giving him punch, boxing was going on. And he was feeling so pleasure. He was so happy fighting with these two boys. Small boy. He was getting so much joy. So here Krishna is getting, you want to beat him, you want to kill him, and he is getting pleasure. It is bhakti? It is not bhakti. So if you say the bhaktika lakshan anukullena, it is wrong. Why? Because when you say gaika lakshan kya hai? It's a gosh ringittam. Jiska jiska singh hai, wohi gai hai. To hiran ka bhi singh hai, bhais ka bhi singh hai. To gai thodi hai, bakra ka bhi singh hai. Gosh ringittam is not the anukullana, no. It is rochomana dosh, isko bolta hai. Rochomana dosh. Ruchi nahi ho raha hai, lag raha hai ki ruchi ho raha hai. Yashoda Ma is, her brushing her teeth, her taking her bath, putting sari is everything bhakti. But here Krishna, he becomes angry with Yashodama's behavior. Are kya kaam hai udhar dudh sev karne ka, mujhe dudh chahiye. So he is becoming angry. So it is said, bhakti means not anukulana, anukulana means pratikul vibarjanam. Pratikul vibarjan hona chahiye. Nahi to Chanur Mushtika bhi boxing bhakti ho jayega. She said, anukullena means Krishna rochamana. Krishna should be pleased with the, your activity. Then again, Narottam Das says, yogi nasi karmi gani anno deva pujako dhani iho loke dure parihari. You have to, in another place he says, koribo bhin. Karmi gani koribo bhin. I will put separately the devotees from the devotees group who are into bhakti, in gyan and karma, who are like, you know, lenient to karma and gyan. So when you speak to the devotees, those who are actually adherent to karma and gyan but doing bhakti, your devotional service goes, is diluted. That's the koriva bhin. Here is saying, ihaloke dure parihari. I'll just cast them very far from the pure devotional service. Dharma, karma, dukkha, shok, jeva thake, anno jog, sari bhajo, giribaro dhari. Dharma, whatever dharma you have, Brahmin dharma, Khatriya dharma, or Grihastha dharma, Banaprastha dharma, Sannyasi dharma, karma, whatever karma, like Madhavendra Puri says, bho devatubhyam, offer obeisances to my Sandha Vandanadi. I offer to your all this dan, tapa, hutadik kriya, because now my mind is completely absorbed in the thoughts of Mukunda. So similarly it says, dharma karma dukkha shok, whatever material problems we have, jeba thake anno jog. Anno jog means attraction for other things than Krishna. Anno jog means Stri, Putra and Vishaya, Anno Yoga. And He's saying, Chari bhajo giribaro dhari. You give up all considerations and simply worship giribaro dhari. Our Ishtadeva, our giribaro dhari, or Kunja Bihari, or Radharaj Bihari, Radha Madhav is our Ishtadeva in Vrindavan. Our Ishtadeva is not Ram, Varaha, Kurma, Nishinga. They are not our Ishtadeva. Some Iskan devotees, they make, you know, Varaha, Kurma, or Nishinga Ishtadeva. They say, my Ishtadeva is Nishingadeva. It is not according to our parampara. Our Ishtadeva is Giribara Dhari. Prabhupada for preaching, like sometimes some Mayavadi comments also found in the commentary of the Vaishnavas. And some Mayavadi explanation is found in Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami. So that's only to bring Mayavadis into the taste of reading Bhagavatam. Like when you want to catch fish, you put a hook, and in the hook you put something which fish like to eat, and you drop that, so they understand something is actually hanging here which is eatable, but it has also a string going up. So they first come and go around, you know, like this. Bahut chal gaye. They don't bite first. Then usko sunte bahut acha lagta hai. Leke bhago. So this little what is called the eatable was given to the fish in the hook is not to feed the fish. To catch the fish. So thoda mayavadi explanation deke mayavadi logo pakad ke bhagavat mein lane ka ek goshami ka matlab ichha hai. So similarly, when we say you worship this, you worship, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was given Kurmadev by Bhaktivinoda Thakur to worship. Was he worshipping Kurmadev and his Ishtadev was Kurmadev? No. He said, Kurmadev is the deity of the liquidity. So bhakti is like liquidity. To protect your bhakti, please worship Kurma. But he didn't worship Kurma. He was worshiping this casual worship. Like in Shalagram worship, you have 108 Shalagrams. There are many Shalagrams. Narsingha Sila, Ram Sila, Bamana Sila. So many forms. You know, you can see immediately. Varaha Sila. Unko dekhne se pakad mein aata hai. Ye kaun sa Sila hai. So the archan is Shalagram Shila, but it is not our Ishtadev. Our Ishtadev is Krishna. That also not alone. That is not Radharakadesh Krishna, not Mathuresh Krishna, not Vasudev Krishna. It's Jashodanandan Krishna. We should not be misled by, that's why Bhurini Bhuri Karmani, Shrutabhyani Vibhagasha. And Shrutaya Vibhinna. In Shruti, Smriti, Sanghita, everywhere saying so many things. That's why he's saying, Mahajaner Jaipath, Tate Havo Anurat, Purvapar Koriya Vichar. Purvapar means Purva Mahajan and Paro Mahajan. Like Jayadev Goswami, Vidyapati, Chandidas, they are our Purva Mahajan. And recent Goswami is our Paro Mahajan, Purvapar Koriya Vichar. And Mahajaner Jaipath, what they are saying. If you become bookworm, you will be thinking, oh, it's saying here, it is my Ishtadev. No. Our Ishtadev Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brajesha Tanaya, not Vasudev Tanaya or Devki Tanaya. Brajesha Tanaya. Thank you very much. Stop here. Anybody has any comments, questions? Anirudh Sarup.
Brothers,
You said Yashoda was, you know, she was churning this thing, curd for Krishna, and Krishna immediately when he saw, she saw that milk is coming out from the pot. So immediately she left Krishna and tried to save that milk. But her intention was that because Krishna was stealing so much this thing outside, so she thought, let's, I can make very nice, you know, this thing's makhan, butter, so that I can feed very nicely Krishna, so that Krishna will not go out. So that was Yashoda Mai's intention. That is why she left Krishna. So what exactly will that be favorable for Krishna bhakti for Yashoda, or Yashoda left Krishna? So Krishna also felt bad that I am himself Supreme Personality and I am having, you know, milk, and why she left. So what exactly this, you know, anukula or pratikul for bhakti?
I told you, Yashoda Mai's brushing teeth is a bhakti. Her taking bath is bhakti. Her putting sari is bhakti. Her decoration is bhakti. All for Krishna. Even she is running after Krishna to beat him is bhakti. Tying up with the mortar grinder mortar is bhakti. What to speak of? Unko marna bhi unka bhakti hai. Sab anukul hai.
And one more thing, then Gaudiya, some these things, our Gaudiya bhakti, where you said our Aradhya is Radha Krishna, not this Dwarka Desh and all this. So if someone is in our sampradaya practicing Krishna consciousness, he has been attracted by, you know, these things, Mathura Krishna, Dwarika Krishna. So will his destiny will be in that planet, or he is not particularly following this bhakti yoga process of Gaudiya? That is why he is not getting taste of that Radha Krishna, what you said. Is that because he is not perfectly particularly following the chanting hymns properly, Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Means someone has been attracted by Dwarika Krishna also. So what exactly? You said Radha Krishna, that is also specifically Brajendra Nandan. But if someone is attracted by Dwarika Desh, Mathura, so will that be also, chances is there?
No, it's all equal. Whether you worship Vasudeva Krishna or Dwarkadir Krishna or Brajendra Nandan Krishna, all are Krishna only. But according to the development of your Krishna consciousness, it will be determined in future whom you worship. So gradually all your attachment will go, and attachment will be to one particular deity of Krishna. So that, according to that degree of attachment, you will be reaching that destination. But Gauriya Vaishnava is always focused Radha Krishna and Vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I don't want to see Krishna's photo without Radharani on the left. We don't. We are not worship of Laddu Gopal like Pushtimarg is, but there are so many congregation devotees having Laddu Gopal. But it is not that, you know, Laddu Gopal is sampradaya deity. No. Our sampradaya deity is Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So we have to come to that. And then what is that? You want to become a sakhi, a manjari, a gopi in Vrindavan. So that is lalasa mai bhajan. Siddhi lalasa. So Narottam Das Thakur, all the Goswami, they are saying only to that target. Kabe ami, when I will get that, you know. In sadhaka deha, praying for that siddha deha. So in siddha deha, they know who are they. But in sadhaka deha, they are praying like sadhaka chita lalasa. So I cannot pray for, you know, like Narottam. But I can only imitate and try to imbibe that kind of desire to develop. I'm like a monkey in Vrindavan, and I'm thinking, Kabe Ami, what is nonsense? You know, I'll be born in as monkey in the next life, or hog. So you have to come to that place. But you should know who is your goal, not Nishinga Varaha. You worship everybody, go everywhere, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, happy to see Vitthala. He came to Bombay even. So he was very fond of seeing, but he was not Vitthala conscious. Hare Krishna, thank you.